When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's Sasha here, back with another episode of London Ask and Answered. Now, if you tuned into my last episode, 100 Things for Your London Bucket List, you know it was jam-packed. It was so packed, in fact, that I couldn't squeeze in answers to your burning questions. I mean, who knew London had more to offer than just fog and double-decker buses? Just kidding, London. You know I love you. So here we are, episode 12, and it's all about drumroll, please. Your questions. That's right. Today's episode is like a London-themed game show, and you, my dear listeners, are the stars. Send in a question about where to find the best fish and chips without breaking the bank, wondering if the king and I are on a first-name basis. Spoiler alert, we are not yet. Today's your lucky day because I'm diving deep into the London mailbag. Now, I've could have easily said, hey, Google it. But where's the fun in that? Instead, I rolled up my sleeves, put on my detective hat, and I'm ready to spill the beans. From the secret spots where Sherlock Holmes might have grabbed a pint, if he were real and a drinker, to the best places to avoid tourists and pigeons. I've got you covered. So, whether you're a London local, a curious traveler, or just here for the laughs, buckle up, we are about to embark on a wild ride through the streets of London, and trust me, it's going to be a hoot and a half. Welcome to episode 12 of London Ask and Answered. Let the shenanigans begin. Diving right in. Maria from Madrid asks, I have never been to London. What are a few essential things to know before traveling to London? London, the capital of England and the United Kingdom, is a city steeped in history, culture, and modernity. If you're planning a trip to this iconic city, Maria, I've got 12 essential things for you you should know. First up, we have the currency. The heart of the UK operates with the British pound sterling, GBP, as its official currency. Make sure to have some on hand for small purchases. Number 2, the language. While London is a melting pot of cultures and languages, English remains the primary language of communication. Number 3, the weather. Characterized by its temperate maritime climate, London experiences mild temperatures and moderate rainfall throughout the year. Don't forget to pack an umbrella. London's weather can be quite unpredictable. Number 4, public transport. navigates a city like a local using London's extensive public transport system, from the iconic red buses to the efficient London Underground known as the Tube. Getting around is a breeze. For hassle-free travel, invest in an Oyster card or use a contactless payment card. Number 5. Safety. London takes pride in being a safe city for tourists and locals alike. However, always exercise caution, especially in less frequented areas during nighttime. Number 6. Tourist attractions. The city offers a plethora of attractions, whether you're interested in history at the Tower of London, royal affairs at Buckingham Palace, art at the British Museum, or catching a show in the West End. London has something for everyone. Number 7. The accommodation. From luxurious suites overlooking the Thames to cozy hostels in the heart of the city, London caters to every traveler's accommodation needs. It's wise to book ahead, especially during peak seasons. Number 8. Local etiquette. Respect and politeness are integral to London's culture. Remember to queue for services and use please and thank you generously in your interactions. Number 9. The time zone. Stay in sync with London's time. The city follows Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, in winter and switches to British Summer Time, BST, in summer. Number 10. Electrical outlets. Ensure your devices are compatible with the UK's Type G electrical outlets. If not, a plug adapter will come in handy. Number 11. Emergency services. In case of emergencies, dial 999 or 112 for immediate assistance. And number 12, healthcare. London's healthcare services are top-notch. Suppose you're visiting from the EU-EEA. In that case, you might benefit from free or reduced-cost treatments with an European Health Insurance Card, EHIC. For others, comprehensive travel insurance covering medical expenses is recommended. As you see, London is a city that promises unforgettable experiences. With its rich history, vibrant culture, or modern conveniences, it's a destination that every traveler should have on their bucket list. For a deeper dive into London's secrets, quirks, and comprehensive travel advice, consider purchasing my book, London Asked and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke. Happy travels, Maria! Jean from New York asks, my family and I will travel to London soon. We have a lot of bags. We need to check out by 11 a.m., but our flight leaves at 10 p.m. What options do we have to store our luggage safely, or do we have to take them with us on the entire day? You don't have to carry your luggage throughout the day in London. The city offers several convenient and safe luggage storage options. First up, we have train stations. Many major train stations in London, such as King's Cross, St Pancras International, Paddington and Victoria, have left luggage facilities where you can store your bags for a fee. They are operated by companies like Excess Baggage Company. Next, we have the airports. If you're flying out of Heathrow, Gatwick or Stansted, these airports offer luggage storage facilities. You can leave your bags there and explore the city before heading back for your flight. You might be wondering why I'm not listing the London City Airport. Well, they don't have any luggage storage facilities. It's a shame, really, because I really, really like flying to the London City Airport. But when it comes down to luggage, they are a no-show. Next, we have luggage storage services. There are several services like Stasher or Luggage Hero that allow you to store your luggage in secure locations, including local hotels, shops or cafes. You can book a spot online, drop off your bags and pick them up later. Next, we have hotels. Some hotels might offer luggage storage for guests even after checkout. It's worth asking your hotel if they provide the service. I have stayed in many hotels over the years and I have never encountered a hotel that has said no to me to holding my luggage or charged me for holding it. This should always be your first go-to. And then we have specialized luggage facilities. Companies like Bags Away or Bag B&B offer luggage storage in various locations throughout the city. When choosing a luggage storage option, consider the following. The location. Opt for a location that's convenient for your plans, whether it's close to your hotel, a tourist attraction, or your departure point. Have a look on the costs. Prices can vary, so compare rates to find an option that fits your budget. Then we have security. Ensure that the storage facility is secure and that your belongings will be safe. And of course, the duration. Check the maximum duration for which you can store your luggage, especially if you plan to leave it for the entire day. By using one of these options, you can enjoy your last day in London without the hassle of carrying your bags around. Aisha from Dubai asks, "My husband and I are living in Dubai. We heard about the ETA scheme. Can you help us understand what it is and what we have to do if we want to travel to London?" The Electronic Travel Authorization ETA is a scheme introduced by the UK government for visa-exempt foreign nationals traveling to the UK. It's designed to strengthen the border security and streamline the entry process for travelers. Here's what you need to know about the ETA. The ETA is not a visa. Instead, it's a pre-travel screening for nationals from countries that do not require a visa to enter the UK. Travelers need to apply for an ETA online before traveling to the UK. The application will be typically asked for personal details, passport information, and other relevant data. Once approved, the ETA is usually valid for multiple entries over a specific period, over several years. However, the exact duration of each stay in the UK will be determined by the border officials upon arrival. There's a nominal fee of £10 associated with the ETA application. The fee is non-refundable, even if the ETA is denied. The ETA application is typically processed quickly, often within hours. However, it's recommended to apply at least a few weeks before your intended travel date to account for any potential delays. Not all visa-exempt nationals may need an ETA. The requirement often depends on the purpose and duration of the visit. For instance, tourist and business travelers might need an ETA, while those with a valid UK visa or residence permit might be exempt. When traveling, you should carry the same passport that you used for the ETA application. Border officials might ask to see a copy of your approved ETA. So, it's a good idea to keep a printout or digital copy handy. If you and your husband are planning to travel to London and are nationals of a country that falls under the ETA scheme, you'll need to apply for an ETA before your trip. Here's who and when. If you're from Qatar, you'll need an ETA if you're traveling to the UK on or after November 15th of this year, 2023. You'll be able to apply from October 25th. If you're from Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Saudi Arabia, or the United Arab Emirates, you'll need an ETA if you're traveling to the UK on or after February 22nd, 2024. You'll be able to apply from February 1st, 2024. If you're from another country, you do not need to apply for an ETA now. More nationalities will be added to the scheme later. Safe travels, and I hope you have a wonderful trip to London. Hiroshi from Tokyo asks, "We want to spend New Year in London. Where are the best spots to spot the fireworks?" Spending New Year's Eve in London is a fantastic choice. The city is known for its spectacular fireworks display that lights up the River Thames and the iconic London Eye. Here are some of the best spots to view the fireworks. Of course, on the first place, it's the Source Bank. This is one of the most popular spots to watch the fireworks. It offers a direct view of the London Eye and the Houses of Parliament. However, it can get quite crowded, so it's advisable to arrive early. Next, we have the Victoria Embankment. Located on the north side of the River Thames, this spot provides a clear view of the fireworks. It also is less crowded compared to the South Bank. Then you could go on to the Waterloo Bridge. The bridge offers a panoramic view of the city and the fireworks. It's a great spot if you want to capture some memorable photos. You can also visit Tower Bridge, another iconic location. Tower Bridge provides a unique backdrop for the fireworks. You can either watch them from the bridge itself or find a spot along the riverbanks nearby. Then we have the hilltops. Locations like Primrose Hill or Greenwich Park are a bit farther from the main event, but offer a higher vantage point to see the fireworks over the city skyline. Then we have the boat cruises. Several companies offer New Year's Eve cruises on the River Thames. This can be a unique way to experience the fireworks from the water. You can book tickets for a great night on the River Thames in the London Arse ticket shop. I'll add the link in the show notes. Your next option would be restaurants and bars with a view. There are several establishments like the Shards Restaurant or the Sky Garden that offer a view of the fireworks. It's a more comfortable option, but you'll need to book well in advance. And then we have the official viewing areas. Every year there are ticketed viewing areas set up for the public. These spots offer some of the best views, but tickets sell out quickly. Remember, the areas near the fireworks can get extremely crowded and there are often road closures. It's a good idea to plan your transportation in advance and arrive early to secure a good spot. Also, keep in mind that due to the popularity of the event, some areas might require tickets or reservations. No matter where you choose to watch from, the experience of welcoming the new year in London with its magnificent fireworks display is sure to be unforgettable. Sophia from Athens asks, we are a family of five, two adults, one child of 8 years and two teenagers 15 and 17 years old. Should we get an Oyster card or use credit cards? But can we all use one credit card or does everybody need their own? Traveling in London with the family can be both exciting and a bit complex when it comes to transportation. Here's a breakdown of your options. Oyster card. Cost-effective, Oyster cards cap daily travel costs, so you won't pay more than a daily limit, making it a cost-effective option for frequent travel. Convenience. You can use one Oyster card for multiple people, but not for simultaneous travel. This means if you're traveling together, each person will need their own card. Child discounts. Children under 11 travel free on buses and trams. For the Tube, DLR, London Overground, TfL Rail and some national rail services, they also travel free when accompanied by a paying adult. Up to 4 children per adult. Your 8-year-old falls into this category. However, for your teenagers, you can get a young visitor discount on an Oyster card for those aged 11 to 15, which offers a 50% discount. Then you have the contactless payment credit card, debit card options. Ease of use. If your card is contactless enabled, you can use it directly on the tube. Buses, trams, DLR, London Overground, TfL Rail, River Bus and most national rail services in London. It works the same way as an Oyster card with the same fare structure and daily capping. Then we have multiple users. Each person must have their own card. You cannot use one credit card for multiple travelers on the same journey. Then you have the no need to top up option. Unlike the Oyster card, you don't need to top up a contactless card. Fares are charged directly to your bank account. And the child discounts. Contactless payment cards don't offer child or youth discounts. So for your teenagers, the Oyster card with the young visitor discount might be more cost effective. So what are my recommendations? For the adults, either Oyster cards or individual contactless payment cards would work. Choose based on convenience and whether you want to keep track of top-ups, Oyster, or have fares directly charged to your account contactless. For the 8-year-old, they can travel for free with an accompanying adult on most services. No need for a card there. For the teenagers 15 and 17 years old, it would be cost effective to get them Oyster cards and apply for the young visitor discount. While contactless payment offers ease and convenience, given the age range of your family members, a combination of free travel for the youngest, Oyster cards with discounts for teenagers, and either Oyster or contactless for adults might be the most economical option. Safe travels in London! Carlos from Rio de Janeiro asks, does London have a borough with great Brazilian flair? Yes! London has areas with Brazilian flair, often referred to as Little Brazil. While London is a melting pot of cultures and doesn't have a designated Brazilian borough, there are pockets of the city where Brazilian culture is vibrant and thriving. First, we have Stockwell. Located in South London, Stockwell is often referred to as Little Portugal due to its significant Portuguese community. However, over the years, it also has become a hub for the Brazilian community. Here you find a range of Brazilian shops, cafes, and restaurants serving traditional Brazilian food and goods. It's a great place to experience Brazilian culture, from samba nights to traditional Brazilian barbecues. Then we have other areas beyond Stockwell. You can find Brazilian influence scattered throughout London. There are Brazilian bars, clubs and restaurants in various parts of the city, from central London to the outskirts. Events like the Notting Hill Carnival, which just happened a few weeks ago, also showcase Brazilian culture with samba schools and Brazilian bands participating. If you're looking to immerse yourself in Brazilian culture while in London, Stockwell is a great starting point. Additionally, keep an eye out for Brazilian events, festivals, and performances happening around the city to get a taste of Brazil in London. Fatima from Casablanca asks, when is the best time to come to London? The best time to visit London depends on your preferences and what you're looking to experience. First, we have spring, March to May. The weather starts to warm up and the city's parks and gardens come alive with blooming flowers. Tourist attractions are less crowded compared to the summer months. Events like the Oxford and Cambridge boat race take also place. This summer, June to August, warmest months with longer daylight hours, making it ideal for sightseeing. It's a popular time for tourists, so attractions can be crowded. Various festivals, outdoor concerts and events like Wimbledon occur. Then we have autumn, September to November. The weather is mild and the city's parks showcase beautiful autumn foliage. It's less crowded than the summer months. Events like the London Film Festival and Halloween celebrations take place. And then we have my favorite season, the winter, December to February. It's the coldest time of the year, but London looks magical with Christmas lights and decorations. You can experience Christmas markets, ice skating rinks, and New Year's Eve celebrations. January and February are quieter in terms of tourism, so you might find some good deals on accommodations. While each season offers its unique charm, the best time to visit largely depends on your interests. If you prefer warmer weather and don't mind the crowd, summer might be ideal. If you enjoy festive atmospheres, winter, especially December, is a great choice. For a balance of pleasant weather and fewer tourists, consider spring or autumn. Regardless of when you choose to visit, London has many attractions and events year-round. Always check the local event calendar and weather forecast before planning your trip. For more detailed information on the best times to visit London, you can refer to my book, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke. Samuel from Lagos asks, which London hostels can you recommend? London offers a variety of hostels that cater to different needs and budgets. Here are some recommended hostels in London. First, we have the Generator Hostel. Located in King's Cross, this trendy hostel offers both dormitory-style rooms and private rooms. It's known for its vibrant atmosphere and social events. Next, there is St. Christopher's Inn. With multiple locations across London, including Camden and Greenwich, this chain of hostels is popular among backpackers. They often have an on-site bar and offer discounts to guests. The YHA London. The Youth Hostel Association, YHA, has several hostels in London, including in Oxford Street and St. Pancras. They offer clean and affordable accommodation suitable for families as well. Then we have Safe Stay. Located in Elephant and Castle, this hostel is set in a beautiful Georgian building and offers a mix of dormitory and private rooms. Next up, we have Astor Hostels. With locations in Hyde Park and Queensway, Astor Hostels offer a friendly atmosphere with regular social events. Then we have the Wombat City Hostel. Located near the Tower of London, this hostel is known for its modern design and spacious rooms. Then I can recommend the ME London. While on the pricier side, this hostel offers a more luxurious experience with its rooftop bar and stylish interiors. And last but not least, we have Palmer's Lodge. These boutique hostels located in Swiss Cottage and Hillspring are set in history buildings and offer a mix of dormitory and private rooms. When choosing a hostel, consider factors like location, amenities, reviews, and your personal preferences. It's also a good idea to book in advance, especially during peak tourist seasons. You find a link to all hostels in the show notes. Anna asks,
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We'll be staying over Christmas. What can we do in London on Christmas Day? Spending Christmas Day in London can be a unique and magical experience. While many businesses and attractions are closed on Christmas Day, there are still plenty of things you can do. First, you can visit Christmas services. You can attend a Christmas service at one of London's iconic churches or cathedrals, such as St. Paul's Cathedral or Westminster Abbey. You can also take a leisurely walk along the River Thames and enjoy the peaceful atmosphere of the city on Christmas Day. London's parks like Hyde Park, Regent's Park, and Richmond Park remain open. They offer a serene environment and you might even encounter some wildlife. If you're feeling adventurous, join the annual Christmas Day swim in the Serpentine Lake in Hyde Park. It's a tradition that dates back to 1864. While many restaurants are closed, some hotels offer special Christmas Day lunches or dinners. It's advisable to book in advance. You might want to check out the Open Table website. There you can see all open restaurants and hotels. While you can't enter most attractions, you can still admire the exteriors of landmarks like the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace, and the Houses of Parliament. You can also wander around central London to see the festive lights. Areas like Oxford Street, Regent Street, and Covent Garden are beautifully illuminated. Some companies offer special Christmas Day tours, allowing you to see the city major sights without the usual crowds. Check out the show notes for the link. Some cinemas might be open on Christmas Day, offering a cozy way to spend the afternoon. And of course, a few traditional pubs open their doors on Christmas Day, offering a warm and festive atmosphere. Remember, public transport in London doesn't operate on Christmas Day, so you need to plan your transportation accordingly, whether it's walking, cycling, or using a taxi. I recommend Uber. David asks, I'm a little bit worried. I have read here and there about stabbings happening in London. Is London safe? London, like many major cities around the world, has areas that are very safe and others that might be considered less safe. It's true that there have been reports of stabbings in certain parts of London, but it's essential to put this in context. Tourist areas. The main tourist areas in London, such as Westminster, Covent Garden, Soho, and the West End, are generally safe. These areas are well patrolled and there's a significant police presence. Overall crime rate. While there have been incidents of knife crime, the overall crime rate in London is lower than in many other major cities globally. Most visitors to London have a trouble-free experience. But you should stay informed. It's always a good idea to research and be aware of any areas that might be considered less safe, especially if you plan to venture outside the main tourist zones. Take general precautions. As with any large city, it's essential to take general safety precautions. Avoid poorly lit areas at night, be aware of your surroundings, and keep your belongings secure. London's public transport system, including the underground, the tube, buses and trains, is generally safe. However, it's advisable to stay alert, especially during off-peak hours. If you're staying at a hotel or with friends, ask for local advice on areas to avoid or any recent incidents you should be aware of. In case of an emergency, the number to call in the UK is 999. The response time is usually very quick. It's worth noting that millions of tourists visit London every year and have a fantastic and safe experience. While it's essential to be aware and cautious, it's also important to not let fear overshadow your trip. London has a lot to offer, from its rich history and culture to its vibrant nightlife and world-class attractions. So enjoy your holiday. May from Beijing asks, what are your top 5 London sights? London is brimming with iconic landmarks and attractions, and you just want my top 5, May? Don't let me just pick 5, please. But okay, London is brimming with iconic landmarks and attractions. Here are my top 5 sightseeing spots in London. First on my list is the British Museum, one of the world's most comprehensive museums. It houses a vast collection of art and antiques from ancient to contemporary cultures around the world. Highlights include the Rosetta Stone, the Elgin Marbles, and the Egyptian mummies. Next, we have the Tower of London, a historic castle located on the north bank of the River Thames. It has served variously as a royal residence, mint, prison, and even a zoo. The crown jewels displayed in the jewel house are a must-see. On number 3, I would say Westminster Abbey, an architectural masterpiece with over 1,000 years of history. It's been the setting for every coronation since 1066 and numerous other royal occasions. Notable figures including Isaac Newton and Charles Dickens are buried here. Then my absolute favorite in London is the Shard, standing at 310 meters. The Shard is Western Europe's tallest building. It offers breathtaking panoramic views of London from its observation deck, the view from the Shard. The building itself is a marvel of modern architecture and dominates the London skyline. And of course, you cannot miss it, the London Eye. Offering panoramic views of the entire city, the giant Ferris wheel on the south bank of the River Thames is one of London's most popular tourist attractions. It's especially magical at sunset or in the evening when the city lights up. While these are my top 5, London has countless other attractions worth exploring, such as Buckingham Palace, St. Paul's Cathedral, the Tate Modern and Covent Garden, to name just a few. Whatever your interests, London has something to offer. So enjoy your trip, Mai, and thanks for listening. Michael from Sydney asks, I will be visiting from Australia. What does an Aussie absolutely need to do in London? Visiting London as an Aussie can be an exciting experience, given the contrast in culture, history, and climate. Here are some things an Australian absolutely needs to do in London. First, go on an historical exploration. Dive into London's rich history by visiting iconic landmarks like the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace, and Westminster Abbey. These places offer a stark contrast to Australia's relative younger history. Then, of course, experience the pubs. London is renowned for its traditional pubs. Enjoy a pint in historic settings, some of which have been serving for centuries. The pub culture is a significant part of British life. London's green spaces cannot be missed. Explore the city's parks like Hyde Park, Regent's Park, and Richmond Park. They are a great place to relax, have a picnic, or even spot some local wildlife. Then we have the West End. Catch a show in London's theatre district. The productions here are world class and there's a vast array of shows available, from musicals to classic plays. My favorite at the moment is the Miss Doubtfire musical. Just brilliant. Then, of course, visit London's markets. Visit some of London's famous markets like Borough Market for gourmet foods, Camden Market for alternative fashion, and Portobello Road Market for antiques. You might also want to visit cultural institutions. Spend time in some of the world's best museums and galleries, many of which are free. The British Museum, Tate Modern, and the Natural History Museum are must-visits. Then, as I said before, climb the Shard. For a panoramic view of the city, head to the observation deck of the Shard. It's a different perspective compared to the vast landscapes of Australia. You can also try visiting Horizon 22 if you're in town after September 2023. And you might want to connect with fellow Aussies. London has a significant Australian expat community. There are Aussie-themed pubs and cafes where you can get a taste of home like Tim Tams or a good flat white. Then, of course, the River Thames. Take a boat ride on the River Thames or walk along its banks to see some of London's most iconic landmarks. And, of course, sample traditional British food. While London is a culinary melting pot, make sure to try some traditional dishes like fish and chips, pie and mash, or a full English breakfast. Remember, London's weather can be quite unpredictable compared to Australia, so pack accordingly. Enjoy your trip and soak in all that this vibrant city has to offer. Isabella from Rome asks, does London charge Tassa di Soggiorno? London does not have a Tassa di Soggiorno, a tourist tax, like some cities in Italy. In Italy, the Tassa di Soggiorno is a local tax applied to tourists staying overnight in accommodations within the city boundaries, if I'm not mistaken. They were talking about adding something like that, but so far there isn't a similar tax imposed on tourists in London. Ahmed asks, we are coming from the States. What should we leave better at home and what not? Well, when traveling from the United States to London, there are certain items you might consider leaving at home and others you should definitely bring. Here is a general guideline. What to leave at home? Electrical appliances. The UK uses a different voltage, 230 voltage, and plug type, three-pronged. While many modern devices are dual voltage, older ones might not be. It's often easier to buy or rent appliances like hair dryers in London than to bring them and to use a converter. Bulky items. If you can rent or buy them in London, like strollers or heavy coats, consider doing so to save luggage space. Expensive jewelry. To avoid potential loss or theft, it's best to leave valuable items at home unless necessary for a special occasion. And of course, items prohibited by customs. This includes certain foods, plants, and other goods. Check the UK customs regulations before packing. But what can you bring? Of course, adapters and converters. For charging your devices, you'll need a plug adapter for the UK's three-pronged sockets. If your device isn't dual voltage, you'll also need a voltage converter. Medications. Bring any prescription medications in the original packaging, along with a copy of the prescription. Travel insurance documents. It's a good idea to have travel insurance that covers health emergencies, trip cancellation, and lost luggage. Bring comfortable shoes. I cannot stress this more. London involves a lot of walking, whether you're sightseeing or using public transport. And layer up, layered clothing. London's weather can be unpredictable, as I said before. So layers are key. Even in summer, it's wise to pick a light jacket or sweater. And credit and debit cards. While many places in London accept American credit cards, it's a good idea to inform your bank of your travel dates to avoid any issues. Also consider bringing a card that doesn't charge foreign transaction fees. Lastly, always check the latest travel advisories and guidelines, especially regarding items allowed in carry-on and checked luggage. Safe travels! Raj from Mumbai asks, can I get VAT refunds when leaving London? In the past, international visitors to the UK were granted the exciting opportunity to enjoy tax refunds on their purchases, making their shopping experiences all the more exhilarating. This meant that you could shop to your heart's content, saving on valuable VAT and even taking your cherished finds back home with you. The joy of scoring incredible deals by exploring the beautiful city of Great Britain. Unfortunately, as of January 1st, 2021, the UK government ended the VAT Retail Export Scheme, RES, which means that overseas visitors can no longer obtain a VAT refund on items they purchase in the UK and take home with them. The decision to end the VAT RES has part of the changes following the UK's departure from the EU. This means that if you make purchases in the UK, you will not be able to claim back the VAT when you leave, regardless of where you are traveling to. It's essential to be aware of this change when budgeting for your trip to London or any other part of the UK. Gabriella from Mexico City asks, are there any nightclubs or bars that are visited by the royals? Over the years, various members of the British royal family have been known to frequent certain nightclubs and bars in London. Here are some notable venues that have been linked to the royals. First up, we have Mahiki. Located in Mayfair, the Polynesian-themed club has been a favorite of Prince Harry and Prince William in the past. It's known for its tropical cocktails and tiki decor. Then we have Annabelle's. The iconic private members club in Mayfair has a long history of royal visits. Prince Anne, Prince Charles, and even the Queen have been spotted here. It's one of the few clubs the Queen has ever visited. The Box. Located in Soho, this nightclub is known for its risky performances and has been visited by Prince Harry on several occasions. Next we have Tonteria, a Mexican-themed nightclub in Sloane Square. It's another spot that Prince Harry has been known to frequent. And Beaufort House. Situated in Chelsea, this is more of a bar and brasserie, and it's been linked to Pippa Middleton, the Princess of Wales' sister. It's worth noting that while these venues have been associated with the royals in the past, there is no guarantee of spotting a royal on any given night. Additionally, the royals' preferences might change over time and they might choose to visit different venues or avoid the nightlife scene altogether. James from Toronto asks, my wife and I celebrating our 40th anniversary and I would like to enjoy a 5-star London hotel. Can you recommend some hotels? Congratulations on your 40th anniversary! London boasts many luxurious 5-star hotels that offer impeccable service, world-class amenities, and an unforgettable experience. Here are some of the top 5-star hotels in London that you might consider for your special celebration. On number 1, we have the Ritz London. Located in Piccadilly, the Ritz is one of London's most iconic hotels. It offers opulent rooms, a renowned afternoon tea service, and a Michelin-starred restaurant. On number 2, we have Claridge's. Situated in Mayfair, Claridge's is known for its timeless elegance and has been a favorite of royalty, celebrities, and dignitaries for over a century. On number 3, we have the Savoy. Nestled on the Strand, the Savoy offers a blend of Edwardian and Art Deco styles. It offers its home to some of London's best dining experience, including the Savoy Grill and the American Bar. On number 4, we have the Rosewood London Hotel. Located in Holborn, this hotel is set in a restored Edwardian mansion and offers a serene courtyard, luxurious rooms, and a renowned spa. On number 5, we have the Shangri-La Hotel at the Shard. Offering breathtaking views of the London skyline, this hotel is located within the Shard and provides a unique vertical city experience. And this hotel is my absolutely favorite. Check out my 2 reviews about the Shangri-La Hotel on my website, londonars.com. On number 6, we have the Dorchester. Another gem in Mayfair, the Dorchester is known for its classic English residential design and boasts a range of dining options, including a Michelin-starred restaurant. Then we have the Four Seasons Hotel London at 10 Trinity Square. Located near the Tower of London, this hotel offers a blend of heritage and luxury, with a beautiful spa and gourmet dining options. On number 8, we have the Langham London. Situated in the heart of the West End, the Langham offers a blend of classic charm and modern luxury, with a renowned afternoon tea service at Palm Court. Number 9, the Connaught. Located in the heart of Mayfair, the Connaught offers a blend of tradition and modernity, with a renowned spa and Michelin-starred dining. And on number 10, we have the Bulgari Hotel London. Nestled in Knightsbridge, this hotel offers Italian-inspired luxury with a touch of contemporary design, a beautiful spa, and a 25-meter swimming pool. Each of these hotels offer a unique experience, so it would be a good idea to check their websites or contact them directly to find the one that aligns best with your preferences. Whichever you choose, I am sure you'll have a memorable celebration in London. Links to all the hotels you find in the show notes. Pierre from Paris asks, what app is the best to use for the London Tube? CityMapper is a popular and highly recommended app for navigating public transport in major cities, including London. Here's a brief overview of CityMapper and its features. Its purpose is CityMapper is designed to help users navigate urban public transport system. It provides real-time data, journey planning, and detailed route maps to make commuting easier. It features real-time departures, get live departure times for all nearby transit lines. It has transit maps. Access all transit maps available, including the London Underground, Overground, DLR, and more. You can plan your journey. Input your start and end points, and CityMapper will provide the best routes using various modes of transport. It shows you disruption alerts. Stay updated with any disruptions or changes in the transport network. It has step-by-step directions, detailed directions for walking parts of your journey. Then we have its coverage. While CityMapper started with London, it now covers multiple cities worldwide. However, its data for London is particularly comprehensive given its origins. CityMapper is highly rated by users for its accuracy, user-friendly interface, and comprehensive data. It's especially praised for its ability to adapt to real-time changes in the transport network and suggest alternative routes. The app is available for both iOS and Android devices. So if you're looking for an app to navigate the London Tube and other forms of public transport in the city, CityMapper is one of the best options available. It's comprehensive, easy to use, and provides real-time updates to ensure you have a smooth journey. Phew! What a whirlwind of an episode, folks, from the
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
essentials for the first-time London travelers to the mysteries of the ETA scheme, from the dazzling New Year's fireworks to the rhythm of Brazilian flair in London's boroughs. And let's not forget the age-old debate, Oyster card or credit card? I covered it all. Now, if Hiroshi is planning to ring in the new year with a bang and our Aussie friend is looking for that unique London experience, imagine what I've got in store for you in my book. Dive deeper into the heart of London with London Ask and Answer, your comprehensive travel guide to the big smoke. Whether you are a digital nomad or an old school reader, I've got both ebook and paperback versions ready for you. Trust me, it's the next best thing to have as me as your personal London tour guide. Got a burning question about London? Maybe you are wondering if the King and I have tea every Tuesday? Hint, we don't, but a host can dream, right? Reach out and let your curiosity run wild. Follow me on social media at London Ask. Join my new Facebook group, London Ask and Answer the group. Shoot a quick WhatsApp message to 0044-7700-182299 or drop your question at londonask.com/ask. Who knows, your question might be the star of my next episode. Before I sign off, a quick shout out to all my listeners who sent in their questions today. From families traveling with heaps of luggage to couples celebrating the 40th anniversary in style. You make this show what it is. So keep those questions coming and let's continue this journey through the heart of London together. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Sasha reminding you that London's magic is just a question away. Until then, cheerio!